This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. With warmer weather making Colorado's bodies of water more enticing, Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials are warning people to stay safe. The state's snowpack currently sits at 29 percentage points higher than the median for this time of last year. That could make whitewater rafting or kayaking treacherous, says Colorado Wildlife Manager Grant Brown.
We always encourage people to paddle with a buddy, paddle with a friend. You know, leave a float plan. Let a friend or someone know when you're going to plan to go out, and then let them know when you plan to be back.
40 people drowned in Colorado bodies of water last year, surpassing the state's previous record of 34 water-related deaths in 2020. High-profile bank failures in other states appear isolated. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
First, Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. Then, most recently, First Republic. It can feel like dominoes falling. But
the bank failures we saw are very specific.
Doug Price is former CEO of First Bank and now owns a smaller bank on the Western Slope. He says those other banks had a unique set of circumstances leading to failure. Most of Colorado's local banks are small and conservative and appear to be doing well.
I own a bank. We and the employees own a bank. We're not stressed out every day about the safety of our bank.
And Price says, remember, anyone with deposits under $250,000 are fully protected. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Up next, it's Colorado Matters.